from the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Frank Bugnano, Thought of the Week. Here's a thought for the whole week. It's kind of deep, and we think about this a lot. People talk about discernment. I'm discerning something, discernment. But how do I discern? How do I choose God's guidance? What is God trying to say? I think that's what we mean by discernment. What does God want me to do? And how do I do that? Are there any steps to discernment? Yeah, there are. I mean, because I discern, well, should I move to Cedar Rapids? Should we volunteer at the daycare? Which doctor should we see? Should I say something to my neighbor about their lawn or their garbage pail or my relative? Or should I go to this event or that event, et cetera? These are things that we always are making decisions about, discernment. Well, we're going to talk about four steps in the discernment process. You might want to write these down. Four steps in the discernment process. Step number one, search your motivation. Why? Why am I doing this or why would I do that? Why? Usually we have mixed motives. For example, I want to make my spouse happy. I'd like to have more income. I'm frustrated with my present situation. But the number one motive, Jesus tells us by repeating Deuteronomy chapter 6, love from the heart, Deuteronomy 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength. And then Deuteronomy 19, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So there you go, love, number one motive. And that's a toughie. Usually we don't stop and back up and say, gee, am I doing this out of love? And I probably am, but is it love for what? For whom? Get it straight. Is this a way of loving God? Is this a way of really loving my neighbor, beginning with my family, of course, and going from there? So the question is, well, where is love involved in my decision? How am I doing this? Why am I doing this? What does God want me to choose? Yes. You can't lose if you're doing it out of love. Impossible. because it says, for those who love God, all things will work together unto good. That's what St. Paul says. So therefore, go to your Heavenly Father. Remember, God is closer to you than you are to yourself. Go to Jesus. Ask. As Jesus said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. Remember, God cannot break his promise. He even puts his promises in writing. That's the scriptures. He puts his promises in writing. That's what he says. Ask, and you shall receive. So therefore, step number one, search your motivation. Take time to pray. You're like a small child in your father's arms. Or do a series of prayers. There you go. You know, you can pray for a month. You know, take every day, I'm going to say prayer every day for a month, whatever. That's what the apostles did with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember when Jesus ascended into heaven? He said, don't go out preaching. Wait for the Holy Spirit to come to you. So the apostles and Mary and the holy women and many of the believers went to the upper room and they prayed. They prayed for 9 days. Yeah, 9 days. They probably were praying the Psalms, is what I'm guessing. And that, by the way, that's where we get the word novena, from the word nine. Novena, and the word nine comes from novena. So you could pray for a series of days or weeks, whatever, or hours, whatever, because for them on the 10th day the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and then they knew what they had to do. They had what it took to do the right thing. Not only did they know what to do, but they had what comes from the Holy Spirit: courage, wisdom, strength, counsel, discernment. They had all of it because they prayed for it. They knew what to do, and they had the courage and the wisdom and the counsel to do it. So pray, number one, pray. because prayer opens doors. And it closes some doors, too. You know, we're praying away about a job and they get a call. Well, guess what? We got somebody else for the job. Guess what? That wasn't God's will for you. Yeah, sometimes the door closes. So, and I love the scripture that says, the closer you come to God, the closer God comes to you. Remember that. That's one of the most important passages of this whole scriptures. The closer you come to God, the closer God comes to you. Amazing. So step number one is love. Motivation. Why am I doing this? Love God above all things. Seek His plan. His plan never fails. Have love as your number one motive. Love of God. Love for what God wants. And love of neighbor. Beginning with family. Step number two. Use your reasoning powers. That's step number two. Your reasoning powers. Remember, God speaks to us through our reason. He gave us an intellect. Let me give you an example. For example, a mother hears her baby crying at 2 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't kneel down by the bed and say, "Dear Jesus, what do you want me to do? Should I go and see if my baby has a problem?" No, of course not. She's got reason. God gave her reason. What was the reason? Go check the baby out. My side hurts. My right side hurts. And my doctor says, "Well, I think your appendix is about to burst. I think you're going to have some surgery here pretty soon." "Well, just a second, doctor. I got to kneel down and see what God wants me to do." No, wait a minute. Wait. No. He's given me reason, which is His will. Our good reasoning is the will of God. So it's very reasonable to have surgery. That's His will. So go do it. So if you're loving God, yes, you are loving God when you use your reason, which He gave us to know most of the time in daily life what He wants us to do, the use of reason. And so remember that. Step number one is do things for the right reason. Step number one is do it out of love. Step number two is use your head. Use your reasoning power. Discuss with other people. They help to sharpen our reasoning powers. Look at the situation as it is. Look at the pros and the cons. Write them down. These are the pros. These are the cons. Put it on a piece of paper. That's using your reasoning powers. I often tell that to people. Put the pros on one side of the page, cons on the other. What are you using? Your reason. So have the right motive. Use your reasoning power. Use your common sense. That's it. So we are going to be talking about steps 3 and 4 here in just a few seconds. So stay with us. Thought of the week, discernment. How do I discern the will of God? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family-owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full-service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
We are talking about discernment. People often say, well, I'm discerning that. And I think what they really mean is I'm trying to figure out what God wants in this particular situation or wants me to do or avoid or whatever. How do we discern? We talked about step number one, make sure that you're doing something for the right reason. Love God above all things. Love my neighbor as myself, starting with my family. Step three. How do I discern in a situation where, here you go, I've got two or more good options? Yeah, that's right. The most difficult decisions that we make in our lives are those in which we're presented with two or more good options. Should I move to Waterloo or Cedar Rapids? Or maybe it's stay in Des Moines. Well, why? Because we know, here's the deal. By choosing one of those good options, we'll be obliged to let the other one go. And that might be a painful experience. For example, I'll give you an example. A woman is attracted to two different men. She knows she could make a wonderful marriage with either of those two men. Whom should she choose? Knowing that she must let the other one go forever if she chooses the one. Or here's another one. A retired grandmother, she enjoys volunteering at an orphanage. The children love her. They look to her for emotional support. But then her own son calls her up and asks her to babysit for her grandchild so that he can go to work without having to pay for daycare. Does the woman say goodbye to all those little orphans for the sake of her son and the grandchild? Or does she remain with the children in the orphanage and maybe alienate her son in the process? Oh, well, here's another one. A man wonders whether he should pursue a career in law, music, or the priesthood. He knows he's got the gifts for all three. He probably would enjoy all three. But he knows that whichever he chooses, he'll probably spend the rest of his life wondering what would have happened had I chosen something else. He hesitates to choose because he does not want to live with regrets. So there you go. Many times it's two or more good options. These aren't bad options, good options. So here are some basic principles for discerning God's will. Here you go. Number one, in general, discernment of God's will can be defined as the process by which we determine through prayer, through introspection, the motive, love, through reflection, thinking, which good option does God want us to choose? Yeah. The discernment of spirits and discernment of God's will are actually pretty closely related because they're not the same thing, believe it or not. Okay, here you go. I'll give you an example. Imagine a man who answers his cell phone when it rings. He doesn't know if the voice, who it is. It's a poor connection. Is it my mom? Is it my sister? Is it my fiance? My boss? Now, once the man determines that the cellular caller is his mom, he then needs to figure out, well, what is she saying? Does she want to just say, I love you, honey? Or does she want me to pick up her medications at the pharmacy? What does she want? So number one, who's calling? Number two, what do they want? Got to get those two. So that's kind of a little bit in discernment of spirits. Think about it. It's the process by which we determine through prayer and through rational reflection whether this thought or feeling is from God. Where's it coming from? From the devil or from myself? Okay, but once we determine it's from God, we still have to figure out what God wants. Does he simply want to console me with a deeper sense of his love and presence? Or is he asking me to do something for him? And then if he's asking me to do something, well, what is it that he's asking me to do? So there you see how it gets a little bit complicated. So discernment of God's will presupposes two or more morally good options, or at least morally neutral options. It's unfortunate. Many Christians understand their relationship with God primarily in terms of obeying the rules and avoiding sins. A Catholic, for example, might think, so as long as I'm going to Mass on Sunday and I'm giving financially to the parish, I'm faithful to my wife and children, I'm fulfilling the essentials of what it means to be a good Christian. Well, of course, these things are necessary and praiseworthy. The problem, however, is that the man is reducing his relationship with God to a minimum. In essence, he's saying to God, tell me what I have to do, dear God, to remain on good terms with you. Then everything else that aren't a matter of duty or a sin, I'm going to do whatever I want. But if that is what somebody really serious about growing in holiness wants, they're not really growing in holiness. In this case, the desire to avoid sin can only be the first step, the necessary step. The next step naturally is going to be, well, dear God, what can I do for you? Of all the good things I can do with my life, how can I serve you the best? How can I give you the most thanks for all you have given me and are giving me? What can I do in return for all that you've given to me? So, for the sake of clarity, let's put that principle in negative terms also. A Christian, you can't discern, here you go, you can't discern to have an affair with your colleague's wife or husband, or you can't discern whether you should cheat on your taxes or stay home on Sunday morning instead of going to church. All these are wrong by their very nature, and therefore a person should know or ought to know that can't be the will of God. I discerned I'm not supposed to go to Mass today because I'm tired, I want to stay in bed. No, that's not discerning at all. That's just knowing what's right and wrong. Okay. So, again, discernment of God's will presupposes that the Christian has already made a commitment to avoid sin, and now I'm looking for a better way to serve God. I'm really getting down to basics. A better way to serve God. Okay. Now, another thing we want to be careful about is some people think the discernment of God's will is about predicting the future. No. It's not predicting the future. No, you can't. You don't know how it's going to go. You don't know that. And I want to talk about that, too, in a little bit of detail. Because sometimes people think, well, I discerned that I should get this job, and I got this job, and I hate it. Oh, gosh. Was that a wrong discernment? No. Remember, sometimes we walk through a door that God seems to be opening. We get in there, we go, whoops. After 2 months, 2 weeks, we go, not here. Fine. Back out. Okay? That's one way we discern God's will, is we try to do it and it doesn't work. We'll talk about that in a minute. So stay with us. We're talking about discernment of spirits.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes An Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for keep the faith, strives to develop Dowling Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
We're talking about discernment, discerning God's will. And now, one thing we want to be careful about in discernment, some people get kind of faked out by this. If I discern God's will, it's about what he wants me to choose in a situation, not about predicting how that's going to turn out. It's not about predicting the future. I'll give you an example. A young woman who has this recurring thought, I think I need to become a nun. The idea terrifies her, but she tries her best to remain open to the idea because she loves God and wants to trust God. In her prayer, she's wrestling with that thought often, and she is always honest with God about what she perceives to be her own desires and her own limitations. Finally, she concludes with fear and trembling, God is really calling me to be a nun. So she musters up the courage, tells her friends and family goodbye, knocks at the door of the convent. Then, to her great surprise, the nun gently tells her, no. For whatever reason, they do not believe that this young woman has a vocation to the religious life. Does that mean that she made a bad discernment? No. Discernment of God's will does not mean knowing what will actually come to pass in the future. What we're discerning is what God desires us to choose right now. She discerned correctly. He wanted her to go knock at that door. All right? The woman made her choice out of the love of God, the right motive. She thought it through, probably talked to people. She did it because she thought it was God's will to do it. She was willing to face her fears, surrender her will, take a tremendous risk. The discernment process in itself made her a holier woman, regardless of the outcome. Why? Because she chose to do God's will and took steps in that direction. She became closer to God. So, you know, in the medieval church, we used to talk about having a pure intention, doing things from a pure intention. Okay, that's what she had. It's doing something out of love of God, in a desire to serve God or to love my neighbor, which is when you love my neighbor, I'm loving God. They're not opposed. And I'm not doing it out of a pure sense of fear or duty or self-interest. Pure intention. Remember, I'm doing it out of the right motive. It doesn't mean pure success. Okay? For this reason, good old St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, wrote in his Spiritual Exercises, I'm going to quote him here, we should ask God our Lord for the grace that all our intentions, our actions and thoughts may be directed purely to the service and praise of the Divine Majesty. In his book, Ignatius clearly distinguished between what God prompts us to desire and choose and that which he actually is going to give us. Wow. So there you go. Now, step number four, here we go. Want to discern God's will, it requires effort and transparency. Some people fall into the mistake of saying, just tell me what your will is and I'll do it. Just give me a sign. And then they wait for a sign and they get frustrated when God doesn't give me a sign. Well, the problem is God wants to make the decision something they have to work at. They want it to be something real easy, without expending a lot of time or energy or wrestling it within themselves as that young woman did. Imagine a woman who says to her husband, once the last child leaves the house, what do you think we should do? Should we stay in this house, renovate the house? Should we move somewhere else? And the husband responds, sweetheart, whatever you want to do is all right with me. Just tell me what you want and I'll do it. And the wife says, But I appreciate that. But I want to know what you're thinking. What would you like? But the husband replies, honey, I made a promise at our wedding to make you happy. Whatever you want to do, I'll do it. Just tell me. Well, would she be pleased with her husband or a little irritated? Well, at first glance, the husband seems to be saying all the right stuff. After all, spouses are supposed to sacrifice something of their own desires for the sake of the other person. In reality, he is unwilling to engage her about what he's really thinking. The husband, his approach is easier and simpler, to be sure, but that's not the point. By wrestling over the matter together, the couple will be forced to articulate their values and desires and the fears to each other. True, they'll likely need to make some compromises as a result, but they will come to a better knowledge of each other and of themselves. Their relationship will be strengthened, and the final decision, obviously, is going to be more meaningful to both of them. So, yeah, we do have to do a little wrestling. So when the discernment of God's will, when we're doing that, we have to be honest up front with God about our dreams and desires and fears. God wants us to hear these things. Lord, I'm afraid to become a nun. Great. Be honest. It's not because he doesn't know that. He does. But because the act of articulating what I'm feeling, I'm making myself more vulnerable. It builds trust and unity in my relationship with God. In general, the more transparent we are when we pray, the more honest we are in our prayers, the more energy we put into the discernment process, then the more readily signs will appear, the consolations and other signs, we're going to spot them because I've been open and honest with God. Another thing you got to remember, too, is that Christians have practiced discernment in different ways. So you got to look at the basis for our discernment. For example, a monastery is trying to discern whether they should invite their Catholic neighbors in for the masses they have, the liturgies, for the sake of hospitality. That's good. So, but does that capture the basis of what we're doing as a monastery? Or another monastery says, well, we want to open the doors because we want more vocations. That's okay. But does that change things? So I guess my point here is that remember that there you got to look at, well, why am I wanting to move out of Des Moines or Cedars? Why am I doing this? So that's some of the process of discernment. That's right. Number one, as I said before, have the right motive. Doing it out of love. Love of God, love of family, love of neighbor. Number two, use those reasoning steps, the reasoning process. That's very, very important. We got to do that. Number three, make sure that I am discerning the situation between two good options. And number four, remember, it's not about predicting the future. Good luck on discernment. God bless you. If you want to contact me, email me at contact@kwky.com or text me at 515-223-1150 or on Facebook, Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Monsignor Bignano, Thought of the Week.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.